My talk this morning is about mothers. As you all know, today is Mother's Day. Today we honor and thank our mothers, whether they are our birth mother or adopted mother. We actually should honor and thank our mothers every day of our lives. If we were fortunate to still have our mothers, they need to be told how much they are appreciated. If they have passed on, we still need to honor them and thank them in our prayers. Brenda still has talks with her mother in prayer. The best way we can honor them is to remember they have nurtured us to be who we have become and helped us to use our gifts to become better Christians and parents. Amen. About 30 years ago, I was working for a general contractor. We had been awarded a contract to upgrade the nurseries and birthing area at Good Sam Hospital, while the maternity wing remained operational. We were working in an isolated area, and the hospital did not want the construction workers wandering around the hospital during their coffee breaks and lunch breaks. So they gave us an area adjacent to the work area for our breaks. It was right next to the labor room. One morning, while I was in the hospital, I joined the workers for coffee. While we were sitting there, we heard women screaming. And we realized that's the labor room right next door. We could hear everything that was going on. Well, the look on the workers' face was they were glad they were not having a baby. I am sure after hearing what was going on next door in the labor room every day during their breaks, they went home with a lot more appreciation for what their wives went through during childbirth. Women know what is in store for them during childbirth or the uncertainties of of adoption. Yet they willingly accept the pain, apprehension, and discomfort so they can bring a child into this world. A child they will love, feed, clothe, protect, nourish. As babies, we are not aware that our mothers fed us, even getting up in the middle of the night to nurse us or give us a warm bottle while holding us close to their hearts. They bathed us, changed our diapers, cleaned us up, taught us how to eat, then cleaned us and the table and the floor. They were always there, even when we were sleeping, checking up on us to make sure we were okay. If we were hot and sweaty from the fever, they would cool us with a damp cloth, holding us so we felt safe and loved. They gave us medicine and took us to the doctor if necessary, while holding and comforting us all the time. When we were toddlers and we thought we could feed ourselves, they let us try, and then they cleaned up after us, over and over, but always with a smile. Mothers clothed us from the very beginning, making sure everything was clean and comfortable. Sometimes I got my clothes dirty 10 minutes after my mother dressed me, and she dressed me again with clean clothes. Then they became chauffeurs, taking us to Cub Scouts or Brownies, Girl or Boy Scouts, soccer, dance lessons, and all types of sports. Then helping us sell Girl Scout cookies or whatever fundraiser we were involved in. With all that, they still had dinner ready for the entire family. Moms are amazing. Today, most mothers have to work to help with the high cost of living on Long Island. But they still make time for us because they love us just like God does, unconditionally. Later, they tried to teach their daughters how to cook and bake with patience. They showed them how to measure all the ingredients. Then they let them do it to give them self-confidence. They also encouraged them to do well in sports, dance, or whatever they were interested in. As a child, my mother always telling me what to do. I still remember being told, as I am sure you do, go wash your hands. Our mother said it out of love. They wanted us to learn good hygiene so we could teach our children the same things. What about, where's your scarf and hat? They just wanted us to stay warm during cold winter days. Or take your raincoat so that we wouldn't get wet and cold. At the time, we might have thought these requests were nagging, but in reality, they were just loving concerns so that we could grow and stay healthy. Most of us remember the story of King Solomon as told in 1 Kings chapter 3, 16 to 27. I will read it just to remind you. Now, two women came to the king and stood before him. One of them said, "Pardon me, my lord, this woman and I live in the same house, and I had a baby while she was there with me. The third day after my child was born, this woman also had a baby. We were alone. There was no one in the house but the two of us. During the night, this woman's son died because she lay on him. So she got up in the middle of the night and took my son from my side while I, your servant, was asleep. She put him by her breast and she put her dead son by my breast. The next morning, I got up to nurse my son and he was dead. When I looked at him closely in the morning light, I saw that this wasn't my son that I had born." The other woman said, "No, the living one is my son. The dead one is yours." But the first one insisted, "No, the dead one is yours. The living one is mine." And so they argued before the king. The king said, "This one says, my son is alive and your son is dead, while the other one says, no, your son is dead, my son is alive." Then the king said, "Bring me a sword." So they brought a sword to the king, and then he gave an order, "Cut the living child in two and give half to one and half to the other." The woman's son, who was alive, was deeply moved out of love for her son and said to the king, "Please, my lord, give her the living baby. Don't kill him." But the other said, "Neither I nor you shall have him. Cut him in two." Then the king gave his ruling. "Give the living baby to the first woman. Do not kill him. She is the mother." Solomon was really a wise king. The mother of the living infant was willing to sacrifice and give up her own child so that he could live. A mother's love is first and foremost for her children. All through our childhood, our mothers are nurturing us, teaching us, guiding and bringing us to Sunday school and church to learn about the love of God. When we are grown and off on our own, perhaps starting our own family, our mothers are still there whenever we need them. "Mom, can you tell me how to make chicken cordon bleu?" Or, "Mom, can you sew my skirt or blouse?" "Mom, can you babysit?" The answer is always yes. Sometimes, after we are gone from home, we have to come back home for whatever the reason. Mom is there with open arms, ready to welcome us home. So I would like to take this time for all of us to wish our mothers a happy Mother's Day, wherever they may be. How appropriate that we have placed these beautiful flowers at the altar in honor or memory of our loving mothers. Yesterday, I came across this quote, "All that I am or hope to be I owe to my mother, Abraham Lincoln. Heavenly Father, help us to be thoughtful and thankful children to our mothers and your Father, God. Amen.